This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time,
another time.
In the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
the age of wonder is coming back.
Another world,
the moment we realize it's always there.
Another time, as Bible is green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The past was probably kind of hokey. You said we were in a war. Now you see we're in a war. This is real. Humanity's awakening. A few minutes left with Roger Stone and then Paul Watson from London, all suited up, coming out of the bullpen. He's got a lot to cover. He had like six stories last time today. Like, I think five at one time on drugs. Never seen that. We've had trifecta, top three before, but whoa, biggest links on the web. InfoWars and our reporters are kicking butt. Hawaii considers gun owner registry for firearm confiscations. Kit Daniels, so much new breaking news on InfoWars.com with our great reporters. Finishing up, I don't know if you saw it. I was working out for like an hour and a half this morning, and I had Fox News, CNN on, you name it. And it was on Fox News, and then I got off. It was on CNN. I heard it on the local radio, like, well, yes, Roger Stone was on Alex Jones, and you know, he said we should raise money to try to help these rape victims go on a world tour. Well, and the next, like, suddenly you just paid these women. They hadn't settled. They hadn't gone public. You know, it's like saying Bill, we paid women to lie about Bill Cosby or something. They just spin anything. You said that publicly, but they were acting like they dredged up some murder confession. That shows how scared. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's now in a Clinton ad. They're running a clip of you.
Yeah, look, I'm flattered. This is really simple. Every one of these women made their public accusations many, many years before I met or contacted any of them. Now, it was true that Kathleen Willey, who I admire enormously as a very brave and courageous woman who wrote a great book about her experience, was facing mortgage foreclosure.
And they death threat her, and they kill her animals and ask, where are your animals, and laugh at her. She's been on. I mean, this woman's under attack.
She was facing a foreclosure of her home, where she's lived for almost 30 years. I, along with others, did set up a GoFundMe account to raise money to try to pay off her mortgage. At one time, I was told that Donald Trump made an online contribution to the fund. That would have been great. In retrospect, he did not. Didn't matter. I think the problem has been solved because many, many patriots who watch this show responded. And her situation is resolved.
Good job, viewers.
But she hasn't been paid anything to lie, not a dollar.
And again, repeat that. Decades before you ever wrote a book about this, this is on record that the guy's a predator.
Yeah, so the idea that any woman has been paid to bear false witness against the Clintons is absurd. Look, Soros pays David Brock, who knows, $1 million, and he makes up all kinds of lies. He
pays him $4 million a year to the overall scumbag organization.
Yeah, you won't see that on CNN, though.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're open about it. You're like, you know, he called, hey, can you help this lady? They're about to take her house. And we're like,
she needed help. And I'm proud to
She didn't ask for money when I had her on 20 years ago.
She never asked for money.
The point is, I exposed the Clintons at my own risk because they're thugs. And they're so dirty. I mean, I think we're getting close to the fall of the Clintons. What do you think?
I don't think there's any question because their tactics are now going to be completely exposed. These are people who have had witnesses beaten, who have had people's homes broken into, who have threatened people, who have used the IRS to audit all of these women. Jones, Broderick, Willie, they all get IRS audits. These are not women of enormous means. How coincidental. By the way, wasn't using the IRS against your political enemies one of the counts of impeachment against Richard?
Oh, yeah. They had an IRS enforcer brag on C-SPAN that they were going to come after conservatives. These people are so arrogant, they don't even know what they're doing is illegal. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. The Clintons War on Women, available at StoneZone.com. We have it at InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing. Thank you for the full hour. And it's just so great to be part of history and trying to restore this great republic. Thank you, sir.
Alex, I'm always pleased and honored to be here, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, man. I feel good being part of this, folks. And great job to the listeners helping that lady not have her house foreclosed. Great job standing up for a woman, you know, attacked and the rest of it. I tell you, it's the greatest audience ever. You guys bring tears to my eyes. Every man, woman, and child, every race, color, and creed, you're amazing. Now get ready. Paul Watson is coming on. He's loaded for bear from London, England. Strap yourselves in. Get ready.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show live, fourth hour overdrive with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, coming to you today, not from London for a change, but from mainland Europe in France, somewhere near the French Alps, halfway up a mountain, not far from a quite a famous chateau that was burned down by the Nazis in the 1940s during World War II, because it housed French resistance fighters who later actually set up camp at the very location that I'm speaking to you from now. Which is kind of ironic because, of course, after the Nazis were defeated, the European Union set up a bureaucratic tyranny, an EU federalist superstate, that was virtually identical to what the Nazis had planned in a post-World War II world if they had been victorious, which was, of course, a system completely undemocratic, which is what the EU has come to represent. In fact, not just undemocratic, but anti-democratic. And, of course, we got the big Brexit vote coming up on June 23rd in the United Kingdom next month. Project Fear is in full and rampant force, and for the moment at least, it seems to be working. The polls show that people who plan to vote to remain in the EU outnumber those who plan to vote to leave. And that's basically because we have a lot of dumb people who have basically believed David Cameron's propaganda that if we leave the EU, there's going to be World War III, that Godzilla is going to attack, that the world is going to explode. People are believing that kind of fear-mongering, which is why it remains important to counter it. But if you want a yet another insight into how tyrannical and anti-democratic the EU really is and why we need to get out of it, this is out of Breitbart.com. Showdown. EU vows to use new powers to block all elected far-right populists from power. Of course, we had the big election in Austria yesterday, which we'll get on to talk to about in a moment. The president of the unelected executive arm of the European Union has vowed to block all right-wing populists from power across the continent shortly after acquiring the power to exert far-reaching sanctions on elected governments. Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission, promised to exclude Norbert Hofer, the leader of Austria's Freedom Party, from all EU decision-making if elected ahead of yesterday's presidential vote. This is a quote from Juncker. Listen to this. Quote, there will be no debate or dialogue with the far right. So they're openly announcing that even if these, quote, far right, who in reality are just populist parties, the only ones standing up to EU centralized tyranny, standing up to the flooding of Europe with Muslim migrants, if any of those are democratically elected by the voters in their own countries, in EU member states, then the EU bureaucrats, who of course are not representable at all to the actual citizens of Europe, they'll simply ignore them. They won't talk to them. They won't include them in the decision-making process, which of course is centralised amongst EU bureaucrats like Juncker, who get to decide what laws are introduced. The EU Parliament cannot even introduce its own laws. It can't strike down laws. This is how anti-democratic the EU really is. So now they're basically saying, even if these, quote, far right, which are always just populist anti-EU personalities, even if they're democratically elected by the citizens within those countries, within Europe, we're simply going to ignore them. We're going to pretend like they don't exist. Which is no surprise given how the EU reacts every time European citizens vote to reject its mandates. This is something we've touched on time and time again. In Denmark, Ireland, France, the Netherlands, Greece, people voted to reject the EU over and over again. The Maastricht Treaty, the Nice Treaty, the EU Constitution, the Lisbon Treaty, and the Euro bailout itself. European citizens in all these countries rejected the EU time and time again. And every time, the EU, instead of acknowledging the democratic will of the people, either made them vote again and again until they got the result they wanted, or simply ignored the vote altogether. Just like they're now saying they're going to ignore the elected representatives of European countries. Again, that's not a democratic institution, that's a tyranny. Why would we want to be part of an institution that's not just inherently undemocratic in the way it operates, but anti-democratic in the way it's basically come forward and said, we're just going to ignore elected representatives of European countries if we don't like their politics, if they're anti-EU, if they're trying to move towards extricating these countries to get them out of the complete mess that is the European Union. So we've got that going on. Of course, we've got the continual flooding of the continent of Europe with Muslim migrants. And now we've got a new report out of Germany. This is extremely interesting because it's something we've looked at in the past. Report, migrants committing disproportionately high crime in Germany while media and government focuses on far-right thought crimes. Remember, again, we had the report, Facebook, not only working with the German government, with Merkel, but with actual former Stasi officers to police thought crimes on social media, in some cases leading to home visits by the police if people make anti-migrant comments. And yes, in some cases those are hate speech, calling for, you know, them to be put in death camps and gassed. But they've mixed it in with legitimate criticism of mass immigration. So, for example, in the Netherlands, you had somebody who merely called their own government's refugee plan, quote, a bad policy. He got a home visit from the cops, warned to tone down his rhetoric. So, again, they mix in all these examples of people calling for them all to be gassed with what is clearly legitimate, quite neutral, quite laid-back criticism of the general migrant policy that's being enforced by these European governments. But we've had the rape scandals being covered up in Germany so as to not, quote, legitimize critics of mass migration. That came out before the mass molestation in Cologne on New Year's Eve, where hundreds of German women were sexually assaulted. And now Breitbart reports that a massive migrant crime wave is surging across Germany, according to figures buried in a new report released by the country's interior ministry. Again, they've tried to sneak this out. The data reveals that without migrants considered, crime rates in Germany would have remained roughly static since 2014. But in fact, the country recorded an extra 402,741 crimes committed by migrants. Bearing in mind, this is a country with a population of around 80 million. An extra almost 500,000 crimes committed by migrants in the last year alone in Germany. While much of this criminality concerned illegal border crossings, German authorities instead talked up a, quote, record surge in crimes by right-wing radicals, because that's the main threat, while women and children are being raped, while these crimes are being committed by actual migrants on a record scale, while people in Bavaria are trying to obtain weapons licenses to get small arms to defend themselves against this. Of course, they're saying that the major problem is right-wing radicals. Because, again, if you bury your head in the sand, if you engage in Stockholm syndrome, then, of course, the people speaking out against this are going to be turned into the bad guys, because that's what you can then focus on. That's what you can then say, we're dealing with it, while ignoring the real problem. Concerning statistics from the 135-page report reveal that 70% of pickpocketing, again, this is in Germany, one of the crime types on the rise, was committed by non-Germans. Of this figure, 34% was committed by recent asylum seekers, with the rest committed by non-Germans. Foreign nationals are thought to account for around 11 or 12% of the total population of Germany, but were overrepresented in every area of crime. And we've made the point again and again. You can look at every European country. You can look at the stats. You can look at Spain, which has a Muslim population of 3.7% that we know of. The prison population in Spain comprises 70% Muslims. From a population of 3.7%, the prison population is 70% Muslim. You can look at Belgium. Again, 6% Muslim population. Muslim prison population, 45%. And it's the same across other countries. Germany, it's slightly less, but it's still way overrepresented. Again, France is similar to Belgium in those figures. Proving once more, multiculturalism doesn't work. It hasn't worked. People don't integrate. And now we're seeing the rise of Islamist ghettos in places like Molenbeek, which of course led to the protection of Salah Abdeslam, one of the Paris massacre suspects. They hid him. They protected him for months on end. Not other jihadists, not ISIS members of the local community. So these figures, these new figures out of Germany, again, just alarming. And they're blaming the right wing for this. The populists. Listen to this. Illegal immigrants and asylum seekers account for around 2.5% of Germany's population, but were also massively overrepresented. Amongst total offences, non-Germans accounted for 27.6%. Massively overrepresented. We'll get more into this and other news after the break. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he sleeps. And if things don't.
We are back in the 4th hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Next segment, we're going to get into this shocking report out of an NBC affiliate, which is completely bizarre. If it's not just a direct propaganda blitz for microchipping your child, I mean, if you actually look into the background of this report, there's no other explanation than that they deliberately chose to present this as a kind of news package, the type that they got caught doing across the networks many years ago, where it was coordinated to push a certain product or a certain narrative. Again, this has no actual news value whatsoever. They basically go and talk to this mother of three who demands that she be able to microchip her child as an extra layer of protection. They talk to an expert who says that this is not Big Brother, it's not creepy at all. And the general tone throughout is that it's completely inevitable. That's why it looks like a deliberate propaganda placement, not an actual news item. Again, absolutely bizarre. We're going to get into that after the break. We're going to play the clip. Before the break, I was getting into this new report out of Germany where, imagine my shock, there's a surge in migrant crime. We've been documenting the surge in rapes in Germany for the past, 10 months or so since this mass wave started pouring in. And again, going back to these figures, amongst total offences, these are crimes in Germany, non-Germans accounted for 27.6%, while illegal immigrants and asylum seekers accounted for 5.7%. So again, massively overrepresented. In all of these cases, as well as those indicated in the chart, non-Germans and illegal migrants outstripped their proportions of crime to their representation in German society. Non-Germans accounted for 38% of all robberies, 38% of thefts, and 43% of thefts that involve a level of aggravation such as assault or force. So again, in every single different crime that you look at, migrants, asylum seekers are vastly overrepresented, proving again that multiculturalism hasn't worked, it doesn't work. I mean, when it came out in Cologne, for example, that many of the molesters who sexually abused women on that night were not newly arrived refugees, some of them were, but the majority had been in Germany for years. So these were the supposedly assimilated migrants that were carrying out these mass assaults of over 1,000 women and in other cities as well. These were the guys who we had supposedly integrated into society. And then you talk about the 1 million plus that have arrived in Germany over the past 10 months alone. You look at going forward, and I talked about this on last week's show, they're talking about, 400,000 a year every year. And that's after the current wave of millions a year. And this is going to go on infinitely. And look at how they're treating it in Sweden. Again, the basket case of liberalism being a mental disorder. Report. Bearing in mind, this is a place where, their top advisor on Islamophobia, who calls everyone racist for criticizing, raping women, he went on to join ISIS. They've got people who are ISIS supporters in control of their migration boards. That's how bad it is in Sweden. We've done reports on that before. But now Swedish police excuse migrant rape, blame Nordic alcohol culture and ignorance. They're actually blaming this migrant rape culture on masculinity in general. They're making excuses for the migrants. Again, the Swedish police report into rape and sexual assault committed by migrants has blamed Nordic alcohol culture, ignorance, and the non-traditional gender roles of European women for the growing problem. So again, the migrants don't have to assimilate into our culture, we have to assimilate into theirs. We have to cover up our women so they don't get raped. They actually blamed the non-traditional gender roles of European women. And they actually blamed women who don't dress properly. It's their fault that they're being sexually assaulted. Where are the feminists? Well, they're nowhere to be seen, because again, this can't be blamed on cisgendered white males. The report notes that Sweden has the worst rates of physical and sexual violence committed against women in the European Union. Titled The Current Situation of Sexual Molestation and Proposals for Action, the document seeks to explain these statistics, and it concludes, the results are a consequence of Nordic alcohol culture, but also of non-traditional gender roles. It explains on page 20 that, quote, the background to the men who commit sexual molestation is multifaceted.
Migrants, it says, might not be able to handle the alcohol. Simply feel horny, have ignorance of the consequences for the girls, have misplaced feelings, or be expressing anger. So again, it's all about justifying it to protect the precious Muslim migrants. We'll be back with more after the break. Don't go away.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
So we were talking about this report out of Sweden, where the citizens are encouraged to give up their garages to house Muslim migrants because there's a massive property shortage and basically nobody can get housing because they've handed it all over to the welfare wave of economic migrants now flooding northern Europe. And again, 1,400% increase in sexual assaults in Sweden since they opened their doors to mass immigration. And of course, now they're blaming it on the right wing. In this report, saying that the poor migrants who are molesting these women, these poor babies, and again, we've had the reports out of Sweden before, woman gets raped on a train, doesn't report it to the police because she sympathizes with the plight of the migrant. He might have experienced trauma in his home country. Therefore, it's perfectly justifiable and understandable for him to go around raping women. Because it has nothing to do with the culture within Islam across the world, whether people are traumatized or not, where women are treated as basically cattle. No, that's nothing to do with it. It's to do with them having, quote, misplaced feelings, according to Swedish police in this report. And this is how they express their anger. They can't handle alcohol and may simply feel horny. These are the actual quotes from this Swedish police report. Again, nothing whatsoever to do with the treatment of women as second-class citizens, as sexual objects being implicit within Islam. Which is why we have the Taharush, the rape game as it's called. You saw the news reporter in Egypt during the revolution, again, raped by dozens of men. She thought she was going to die. You have other cases of that. There was a Dutch journalist who experienced the same thing, suddenly grabbed by 12, 14, 18 men, pulled down into an underground area, viciously raped. These people weren't traumatized. They weren't drunk. They weren't expressing their misplaced feelings. They weren't just horny. This is part of the culture. This is why there are girls and boys in these migrant camps being raped all the time. Yet now European countries are saying that it's acceptable for men in these migrant camps to marry 14-year-old girls. And now the Swedish police are blaming the rape scandal that they're experiencing and have been doing since they flung open their doors to mass migration. They're blaming it on misplaced feelings and Muslim migrants not being able to handle their alcohol. Maybe they're traumatized. Maybe it's the woman's fault because she's not covered up in a burqa. That's basically what they imply with this report. So again, similar to Germany, hiding behind excuses, blaming Nordic alcohol culture, which has been around forever, for this new phenomenon. Again, Sweden, this is another report. I remember in Sweden we had that incident in IKEA, I think it was last year, where two Muslim migrants beheaded someone, and then the government's first response was to organise a massive march and a campaign for people not to be mean to Muslims. Absolutely astounding. This is why it goes on and on. Hug a Muslim isn't going to work. Blood-smeared floors and walls of child migrant centre where a Swedish social worker, 22, was stabbed to death in a frenzied attack by an Ethiopian boy who is at least 21. And that's another thing. They always claim to be 15 so they don't face the consequences. So they don't get deported. They're held in juvenile detention for a year and then they're out on the streets again. Blood smeared across the floors and splattered up the walls. These are the horrifying photos from inside the child asylum center where a female Swedish social worker was murdered in a frenzied attack. Alexandra Messer, 22, bled to death after being stabbed as she tried to break up a fight involving two of the young migrants she was caring for. Psychology graduates killing on January 25th at an asylum centre for unaccompanied minor refugees, who aren't minors, turns out this guy is not a child, sent shockwaves through Sweden and around the world. Asylum seeker Youssef Khalif Noor from Ethiopia is charged with her murder. Noor has told detectives he cannot remember the incident. And he basically said, oh, I didn't sleep very well, I just got angry. Go and look at these photos of the blood-stained apartment. Stabbed her in the leg, severing an artery. Blood everywhere. She's crawling around, begging for help. She died. And if this was a one-off incident, then it wouldn't be a news story, but it's not. We have these migrants killing their own wives in these migrant centres. The doctor turns up to try and help these battered wives who have been beaten almost to death. And then they're beaten up by the other migrants. This is a crisis. Police in Germany, in some cases, refuse to even show up to these migrant centres because the reports of fighting, of brawling, of abuse, of attacks, are just never ending. Go and look at these photos of this blood-stained apartment. This is out of the Daily Mail, and tell me that this is working. It's not working. It's getting worse and worse. Yet these governments are committed to bringing in 800,000 of these migrants. Even in 5-6 years' time, they're still saying it's going to be 400,000, 500,000 a month. And the figures are inevitably always higher. So we're going to see more rapes, we're going to see more attacks, because we're not facing up to the problem that we're importing a fundamentally intolerant, violent culture. And it has to end. But I've ranted about it too much. So we're going to move on to NBC News, and we got this clip coming up. Your children will be microchipped sooner rather than later. That's the breezy quote from one of the news anchors there on this local NBC affiliate. Absolutely brazen propaganda. Let's go to the clip and then we'll analyze it afterwards. Here's the clip, NBC saying that it's inevitable that your kids will be microchipped.
And dads, you know that feeling. Your child gets lost in a store, maybe just wanders off for a second or two. Your heart stops, though. Panic sets in, and you think the worst. It's happened to most of us, but what if you had a secret weapon, an extra layer of safety, so to speak? How far would you go to keep your children secure?
Would you be willing to microchip them? Experts tell us the technology already exists. Turns out one Bay Area mother is all for it, and she shared her story with our Melanie Michael.
Hey guys, good evening to you both. You know, chances are if you have a four-legged family member at home, it's already microchipped. And if the technology exists to save Fido in an emergency, what about microchipping your child? Before you say, no way, I would never do that, hear one mom's story.
It's the longest 2 seconds of your life, and it's absolute panic.
I want my son back!
We've seen it in movies.
This is my son!
Over and over again, children gone missing.
It's terrifying.
For Stephanie Rodriguez Neely, life is busier than ever, with four children, including a newborn. She knows scary situations can happen in an instant, and for her, it has.
If it'll save my kid, There's no step that's too extreme.
Stephanie's teenage daughter is a special needs child, prone to wander off and trust strangers. For that very reason, Stephanie wholeheartedly welcomes microchipping a child.
If a small chip the size of a grain of rice could have prevented a tragedy, I think most parents, you know, hindsight would have said, I wish I would have done it.
But Stephanie is in the minority in her Tampa Bay Moms group, where other mothers call this too sci-fi and invasive.
You're putting a battery in your kid. You're putting a chip in your kid. And where does it stop?
Turns out the technology to microchip your kids has existed since the early 90s, but hasn't really caught on.
Is it a little too science fiction for you?
Very much so.
A well-known technology expert out of Boston tells us microchipping poses little to no health risks and would act as a barcode of sorts.
Without question. It could save a life, reunite a family, find a missing Alzheimer's patient.
I always tell people, as long as you're doing what you feel is best for your child, you're not really wrong.
And guys, this is what we're talking about, the microchip. I don't know if you can see it in my hand. It's the size of a grain of rice, very, very small. And the expert that we spoke with actually tells us that barcodes were introduced in the late 1960s. And back then, people thought, this is way too invasive and too weird. And now barcodes are so commonplace that we don't even think about them anymore. The expert tells us this will happen sooner rather than later.
Oh, so your child is just a product now to be barcoded. And it's no big deal. In fact, it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it. So you might as well accept it now. I'm afraid that barcoding cans of beans is very different from placing an implantable microchip that tracks your child inside their body. Bit of a leap there. But you notice how they present it. Firstly, it's not balanced at all. They have like one parent who's thinks it's, you know, too sci-fi, but then they have the expert who says, well, no, actually, they've been doing this for years, it's perfectly safe. And in the comments that were on this NBC article, which were expanded on from the video, he basically says that you shouldn't be worried about Big Brother, this is perfectly normal. This is his quote, this is the expert they talked to. When barcodes first came out in the late 1960s, people were appalled. They were wary of them and did not understand the concept. Today, it's so commonplace we don't even notice it. A microchip would work much in the same way, adding that it will, quote, definitely happen. Once again, they posh on that inevitability again and again. Because, of course, if they present it as there's no debate, it's going to happen whether you like it or not, then people are less inclined to resist. This is almost psychological brainwashing techniques, which is very strange why they would have this news report in the first place. I mean, did this woman from the Tampa Bay Moms Group approach a local NBC network and said, I really want to microchip my kid. Can you do a news story about it? Quite bizarre that it would come about that way. And then if you look at the tone, the editorial narrative of the entire piece, of course, it looks like they're aggressively promoting not only the safety aspect, but the inevitability aspect of the implantable microchip, while, of course, completely downplaying the fundamentally Orwellian aspects of placing a tracker chip in your child and what that could lead to. But, I mean, the reporter there at the end makes it very clear what it could lead to. Sooner rather than later, she says, we're going to pull this off and we could see those microchips in everyone. And then the anchor's back in the studio just like, oh, well, that sounds very interesting. So, again, this is coming from an editorial slant, a narrative slant that says this is inevitable. This is for the safety of your children. It's just like barcodes. Nothing bad's going to happen. Get used to it. Here it is. So it's this spoon-fed propaganda is what it is. It's brazen. I mean, why? This isn't even a news story. As they mentioned in the clip and in the article, the companies that tried to push this in the late 90s, Verichip and others, and of course more aggressively after 9/11, they exploited the paranoia of that incident. They went out of business because nobody's interested in this. They had one family out of Boca Raton, Florida, who they put on, I think it was Good Morning America and all these other shows, for a live microchipping of their children. That's how much they were trying to ram it down people's throats as the new trendy thing, the new security measure. They put it live on Good Morning America. They gave it all this propaganda, and still nobody was interested. The company went bust. So for them to say that it's inevitable that somebody's going to come up with the technology and everybody's going to accept it just like they embraced the barcode, even though that's a completely different thing. You're tracking a can of beans. You're not tracking a child. This is a human. Completely bizarre that they would present it in that way, given that this technology has already been rejected by society. But then, of course, we had the BBC report last year where the people in the trendy European media company had their microchip to access the different parts of the building. So they're still trying to push this. But, I mean, seriously, apart from futurists and transhumanists who will basically put anything in their body for kicks, nobody's interested in this. People fundamentally have a distinct unease about a tracking chip being implanted in their body. But then you go back to the trendiness aspect of it. Of course, we featured the videos out of the Google conferences where people say, look, this is not going to work. People are not going to accept this if we introduce it under the guise of safety. We're going to have to get it through under the guise of being trendy. This is going to have to be the must-have product. And I mean, anyone now can go into their iPhone and see that their every location has been tracked. Most people don't know that that's there. Every time you're in a specific location for a period of time, it logs that location in your iPhone. So, of course, many people are carrying around a de facto GPS tracker chip as it is. But again, it's still quite the leap to having that implanted in your body. You can always turn the phone off. You can always leave it at home. You can't do that with an implanted chip. So again, extremely disturbing report there out of NBC. The headline is, your children will be microchipped sooner rather than later. We probably won't have time for this clip after the break, but I'll just mention the news story now. This is also up on drudgereport.com. Did we go to war? Indiana residents stunned by military drill. Residents of Beech Grove, Indiana, thought that war had broken out last night after the Marion County Police dispatch was flooded with 911 calls from panicked residents confused about a military drill. And you can go see the tweets in this article. Again, it was one of these situations where the police said that they knocked on doors, they told people this was going to happen. But people in numerous different streets said they didn't get any warning, which is why people are concerned about this. They're concerned that these military drills are happening to test the public's response. You can't organically test the public's response if you forewarn them that it's about to happen. You can only do so if you don't tell people. So people were tweeting out last night in this area, did we go to war and no one mention it? Another resident tweeted, we're about a block away and no one told our street. The whole neighborhood was out because we thought the world was ending. So you had explosions, you had gunfire, you had low-flying black helicopters that don't exist and are a conspiracy theory, practicing a mock raid on this old hospital building. And people were completely freaking out because they weren't given notice. So again, it goes back to this fundamental concern, which is what we saw out of other areas before, where they're practicing to do this on the streets of America to merge the military and the law enforcement. And that's why people continue to be worried about this. But we'll get into more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
With Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We are back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. Portland State students pledged to give money to support Hamas terrorists attacking cafes and schools to rebuff Israel. Absolutely shocking video. Here it is.
Horowitz, and I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, the American home of the BDS movement, boycott, divestment, and sanction of Israel. I want to see if these guys are willing to take it to the next level. We're raising money for American Friends for Hamas. So I work for American Friends for Hamas.
Okay.
We're not your father's terrorist organization. We've kind of evolved beyond that. It's still kind of what we do, but we've kind of rebuilt and rebranded ourselves. And Hamas is where it's at. We're raising money to do what, you know, we do as Hamas. We want to fund operations against Israel. And, you know, the type of attacks we're talking about are cafes and schools and, you know, soft targets. Type operations we're talking about against, you know, soft targets, schools and cafes and that kind of thing. Make them feel it. Hospitals and destroy cafes, you know, shopping malls and schools and places of worship. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Civilian populations. And this is the only way you can fight back, really. The suicide bombers all we've got. And that's kind of like, because it's the poor man's F-15. And do we again against Israel. And that's kind of what we're looking to do.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
And fund operations against Israel. That's the kind of thing we're doing.
Okay. Well,
hey, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you. You know, we're essentially the logical extension of BDS. It's
okay.
Like BDS next level is what we're doing. We're kind of like the next level BDS. You know, it's like BDS, and then we're like BDS plus. You know, we're looking to wipe Israel off the map. Yeah, we want, you know, we're looking to destroy Israel. We don't want just Gaza. We want to have all of Israel.
No, I've actually been learning about this last school year about everything that's going on over there. So I like the sound of what you're doing. It sounds like a great thing to do.
Totally against the Israeli genocide.
Awesome. We just want to get rid of Israel, and, you know,
yeah.
it's for the Palestinians. Stay off drugs. But we would love you to check out our website.
Good luck.
Thank you. If you feel like donating to help the cause, to fight back, and that'd be great.
Sure, well, definitely.
Maybe consider making a donation.
Sure.
Great.
Probably like $15.
$15? Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe like $10, $20.
$15 to $20. $5 or $10.
Or maybe like $10.
$5.
$10.
$10. $5 or $10.
$10. Let's say $27, since that seems to be my Bernie donation.
This is all about peace and love. We got to fight back against the oppressors.
I agree.
See you, brother. Yeah, I mean, it's important to kind of fight back and not take it lying down, if you know what I mean. Hey,
sure,
peace,
absolutely.
Peace and love.
Yeah,
oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love.
See you, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, take it easy.
Appreciate it. Hamas thanks you. I thank you.
Thank you.
Peace and love. You believe peace
yeah.
is important, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But to get peace, you first got to destroy some stuff, you know?
Yeah.
See you, man.
That is, again, absolutely astounding. He's out there talking to these students saying that they're donating to support suicide bombers targeting cafes and schools. As a representative of Hamas, is there no end to the insanity that these social justice warrior students will commit themselves to? Again, if it's done in the name of being trendy. Just like the Muslim selfie girl, whose apology was heartfelt, and now it's being blamed on Islamophobes that people are criticizing her. This was a girl in Belgium who went out to an anti-Islam protest, took a selfie of herself. She became a media darling instantly. People pointed out that she had in fact tweeted that Hitler didn't do a good enough job killing all the Jews. When people pointed that out, when they made that criticism, they were called Islamophobic. Again, advocating genocide and suicide bombings, that's trendy. Opposing that is Islamophobic. That's going to wrap it up this edition of The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned for InfoWars Nightly News. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.